Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, studying your word to show ourselves approved. We thank you for your daily bread that you give us, to nourish our spirits and to grow, to be more like Jesus. Greetings, saints. Our scripture is 1 Corinthians 16, 19-24, NCV. The churches in Asia send greetings to you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you in the Lord, as does the church that meets in their house. All the brothers and sisters here send greetings. Give each other a holy kiss when you meet. I, Paul, am writing this greeting with my own hand. If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be separated from God, lost forever. Come, O Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with all of you in Christ Jesus. So on our definition of a holy kiss, while a literal greeting kiss is not a standard or frequent practice in modern Israel, the cultural context of a greeting kiss in ancient Israel involved familial affection and reverence, particularly between close relatives and for elders or teachers. Today, common Israeli greetings involve hugs, handshakes, or placing a hand over one's heart, often accompanied by verbal greetings like Shabbat Shalom. Familial affection refers to the natural emotional bond of love, care, and warmth between family members, characterized by deep affection, loyalty, and a sense of responsibility. Shabbat Shalom means peaceful Sabbath, which is basically peaceful rest and wholeness. Shalom, the full meaning of Shalom, a Hebrew word, extends far beyond simple peace to encompass wholeness, completeness, well-being, health, prosperity, and safety in all dimensions of life, including physical, psychological, social, and spiritual aspects. It represents the ideal state of flourishing and delight, where all relationships with God, oneself, and others are set right, embodying the way things were meant to be. So those are just some definitions from our scripture today. Think of the Garden of Eden when God created things to be beautiful. And our loving Heavenly Father wants things to be the way they were meant to be. And that's why Jesus offered to become the perfect sacrifice on our behalf. In John 3:16-17, TPT. For here is the way God loved the world. He gave his only unique Son as a gift. So now everyone who believes in him will never perish, but experience everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to judge and condemn the world, but to be its Savior and rescue it. In Aramaic it says, so that they shall live by his hand of power. So, while we are powerless to rescue ourselves from eternal separation from God, our loving heavenly family made the plan of salvation to rescue us from what we deserve. Remember, grace is getting what we don't deserve, and mercy is not getting what we do deserve. So we don't deserve an eternity in a beautiful place with our loving heavenly family, but we're going to get it anyway because Jesus paid the price for us to be able to experience that beauty forever. And if you're worried about how you're going to get there, don't worry about it. Jesus himself encourages us in John 14:1-3. Don't worry or surrender to your fear. For you've believed in God, now trust and believe in me also. My Father's house has many dwelling places. If it were otherwise, I would tell you plainly, because I go to prepare a place for you. And when everything is ready, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you will be where I am. Take is like a bridegroom taking his bride to his home. Jesus is our bridegroom, and we, whether we are male or female, are his bride. Goes on in John 14:47. And you already know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Master, we don't know where you're going, so how could we know the way there? Jesus explained, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union with me. To know me is to know my Father too. And from now on, you will realize that you have seen him and experienced him. And so we have the privilege of experiencing the beautiful love of our Heavenly Father through the sacrifice of our Heavenly Big Brother, Jesus. And when we're talking of bride and bridegroom, we are not talking of human romantic love. We are talking about the agape, the self-giving love from heaven. This love is what motivates Jesus to wait patiently for us to respond to his love. In Revelation 3:20, NKJV, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. And so that dining is an expression of friendship, of intimacy, of love, of fellowship. And we can dine with our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Big Brother, and our Heavenly Holy Spirit forever. But we shouldn't keep this to ourselves. Jesus himself said in Mark 16, verse 15 to 16, Amplified Classic. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach and publish openly the good news, the gospel, to every creature of the whole human race. He who believes, who adheres to and trusts in and relies on the gospel and him whom it sets forth and is baptized will be saved from the penalty of eternal death. But he who does not believe, who does not adhere to and trust in and rely on the gospel and him whom it sets forth will be condemned. That's what it means in verse 22 of our scripture for today, of 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22. If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be separated from God, lost forever. And then it says, come, O Lord. So without responding to the love gift, to the salvation plan of our loving Redeemer, we are destined to be lost forever. Anyone who does not respond to the love gift, the self-sacrificial love of our beautiful loving Redeemer, they will be separated from him forever. But we who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Redeemer, as our Savior, as the lover of our souls, as our Master and Lord, we can confidently say, come, O Lord. Your return holds no fear for us because we know that you love us and we have accepted your love gift, and that is why we can go boldly to the throne of grace and enjoy that love forever. In 1 Corinthians 16:21 of our scripture, it says, I, Paul, am writing this greeting with my own hand. It would seem from other scriptures that his eyesight wasn't all that good, and therefore scribes would be writing the letters on his behalf. And so when you are a child of God serving our Master, it doesn't matter what weaknesses you might have, whether your eyesight is failing, whatever the reasons, whatever is going on in your body, whatever situation you are going through, God can still use you to further his kingdom and reach out to people who need his love more than they need the oxygen that they breathe. My late mother wrote a song based on Numbers 23, verse 90 to 20. Now, I can't quite find the exact version that she used, but from what I can remember, it is as close to King James Version as I can remember. So I'll just use that. It went as follows. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. That's as far as I can remember it. Obviously, it's not quite what she had, but I can't ask her anymore because she's already dancing with Jesus. She passed away, but that's vaguely what I can remember. And so if there is a human being on this planet who's got it in for you, and he's making life difficult for you, don't worry. God is blessing you. Jesus Christ, our High Priest, is praying for you daily. And as we often do when we're about to say goodbye to somebody, say, send my love to so-and-so, or send my regards to so-and-so, Paul sends this personal touch as well, sends his love to the people, and he wishes them the grace, just like that blessing in Numbers. And so I leave you with a thought from Numbers 6, verse 24 to 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So, shine your light.